All right, so we've been singing the praises of Detroit a lot this weekend as it pertains to getting a lot of big events here. And a key part of that is making sure you've got a good food scene. You want to make sure that when people come here, not only are they excited about the visuals, but from a taste aspect, you want to capture them as well. And, you know, the James Beard Awards are some of the highest awards you can achieve as a chef or anybody in the culinary world. And we've got five people in Metro Detroit that are finalists. And what are they? They're the Oscars of the culinary world. It's very exciting. And we've got five on the final ballot. And that's where WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne picks it up. Good morning.
Yeah. And you guys, this year, more than a dozen Michigan chefs, restaurants, and bakers were named to the semifinalist list in January. You've been talking about this all morning. This is a huge honor to be on this list. And there is no denying that a big part fueling the Detroit rebirth is the fact that we have a great culinary scene, and it's been on fire in the last decade. This list is so impressive that the Chicago Tribune was forced to point out that with three chefs in the Great Lakes category being from Detroit, it could be the first time a non-Chicago chef has won this award since 2015.
Wow.
So the three local chefs that were nominated in the Best Chef category, the Great Lakes category, include Omar Anami of Saffron d'Etoile, Andy Holiday of Selden Standard, and Mero's Sarah Welch. Hijami Sato of Sozai and Clausen got the nod for an outstanding chef category. And in Ann Arbor, Spencer was named for outstanding wine and beverage program. In 2022, Detroit's Warda Patisserie took home an award for the outstanding pastry chef category. Again, that was last year. That was a huge deal. A Detroit chef had not taken home that medal in nearly 30 years. The winners will be announced at an awards ceremony on June 5th at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. So we may be blowing out the Windy City this year.
Marie, do they need an official taster? You know, because look, the big fella's here.
Line.
I'm big fella's here for them. I'm here for them, Marie.
No, there's some great, obviously, there's some great chefs on here. We talked about when the semi-finalist list was taken out, was announced. We had such great diverse chefs in this area. We had El Barzone, which is a restaurant in Southwest Detroit on here. Andy Holiday of Selden Standard has been nominated before and made it to the final category, by the way. We had Bao Bao Fair, which is right near us here near the mm-hmm. Fisher Building, which is African food. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we just have this great diversity in our food scene here in Detroit, but now in the last 10 years we've come up with really great chefs that are making their mark on a national level.
What usually comes first? I mean, you know, we don't have any Michelin star restaurants here yet.
No
we don't, or
no.
Am I wrong?
No you're correct.
Okay, yeah,
you are correct.
So what usually comes first is that if you're a James Beard award winning chef, are you more likely to earn a star somewhere along the way? Do you earn a star and then become a James Beard Award winner? Is there any correlation?
They're not connected, believe it or not. And a Michelin star is it's more for the really fine dining, and they're more on the cutting edge of the culinary world. I'm sure all of you have heard of this trend of the foam, the flavored foam. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah. I'll keep my opinion to myself, but that's a big, so the chefs that come up with that kind of innovation, you usually end up with a Michelin star. That's a whole nother ball of wax. This is so much more approachable. These are restaurants we've all been to here, right?
Yes.
So this is a far more approachable list to be on.
And to me, it's more impactful because these are the people that are creating the menu. These are the people that have gone through the tasting and the creation of these dishes, and they're just great. Like, there is no, like, if you win a James Beard Award, you are just the top at your class in the world. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, they are the best of the best. As an example, and one of the other things that's unique about these awards that I really love are, as an example, the woman who won last year from Warda Patisserie, Warda, she was an immigrant, and she herself started this little business, and this is from her own mind, these creations, these incredible pastry creations. So that's what makes these, to me, so unique. When you get into the Michelin stars, these are very high-end, established restaurants.
Eclectic ideas.
Yes, eclectic ideas, mm-hmm. cutting edge, where these people are like, you know, I have an idea for a pastry place, and it's going to be different. And sure enough, this is what she came up with. And last year, she won that award. Funny story, not a month or two before she won that award, again, it's Warda Patisserie, and she's right here in Midtown. I needed to buy a birthday cake for my best friend. It was his birthday, and I needed to buy a cake. So I heard so much about her. I follow her on Instagram. I went there to buy this cake. So I go to the party, and I show up with this cake. Oh, everybody's all crazy about the cake. And not 2 weeks later, she wins this award. Oh, wow. And I send him a text saying, obviously nothing but the best for you.
It's great. It's great that these types of chefs and culinary minds are again being recognized in Detroit, and the volume in which these finalists yes. are being recognized, I think, is really cool.
No, I think, you know, one, having chefs grow up in Detroit is a great story, and we've seen that. Thomas Lentz from the Apparatus Room is one of the top chefs in the area. Of course, came from two Michelin restaurants mm-hmm. in Chicago and chose to come to Detroit and really have an impact there. Lisa, yeah. With Sister Pie.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Sidwitzky. And she wrote a great cookbook, yeah. by the way. She cut her teeth at a bakery in Brooklyn right. called Seven Blackbirds, I think. I'm probably getting that name wrong. Sorry, Lisa. But she's got a great restaurant. And that's over in the east side of Detroit, worth making a trip for. And I had the best cocktail at the Apparatus Room not long ago for a brunch. I told my husband, it's almost worth going back there just to have that cocktail. That's how good it was.
Meanwhile, yeah. I struggled to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You got to break out of your comfort zone, Chris.
We got to give them out a little bit yeah. more. Just a little bit more. Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, when Lomas becomes the official food taster, you know, for all of us here, then, you know, we can follow along in his wake.
I would just like to sit there. And I want Lomas to break down, is it too acidic? Is it too salty? What's the after? What are you getting on the front of your palate?
Well, that's what Mark is going to get. I already told Mark yeah. earlier, the big fella, I love breaking bread.
Yeah, you're
that's
big into breaking
bread. Yeah, yeah. And I break it hard. I don't want anybody eating a salad. I don't want anybody eating cute with me. You got to eat like a carnivore when you come eat with the big fella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, corned beef egg roll at Grand Trunk Pub might not win a James Beard Award, but it wins an award.
See, everyone has their favorite. Everyone has, you know, their favorite little place. I just think we're very rich, especially in the last 10, 15 years here in the Detroit area. The city of Detroit has just really made its mark nationally for, I know people in New York City who say, oh, have you been to such and such in Detroit? Oh, man, I heard all kinds of good things about that place.
Well, and even if you go up north, and I know this is Detroit, but you go up north, too.
Great places up north.
Into, like, the Leelanau Peninsula and the Grand Traverse area. Some of the places up there are.
Stella's
a great. Yeah. There's a place called Boathouse mm-hmm. that is also fantastic. So yeah, we're very lucky in the way the culinary scene has evolved over the last decade, 15 years or so.
And I think that also comes from our great culture, our great agriculture industry here in the state of Michigan. We have a very vital agriculture industry. I mean, we grow the best asparagus, the breasts, you know,
cherries
blueberries, cherries, apples. So, I mean, this is part of our heritage.
Our hops are great.
Yeah.
They make great beer.
Our wine.
That I know about.
Yes.
That we can talk about.
No, and our wine. The Riesling from
there's
the
no
Leelanau
doubt.
Area yes. is, you know, that's
the ice wine also. You can't drink a lot of it, but it's very sweet. But yeah. Spectacular stuff. Yeah. All right, very good. Thank you, Marie. Now we're all
hungry.
Thanks, guys. All right, got to take a break. More to come on the Paul W. Smith Show next on WJR.